You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for he is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
We just thank you that we run to you because you are our constant forever help. So you are the answer to every problem. You are the promise to every situation. You are the peace in the midst of any storm. We just thank you. We just thank you for the opportunity to worship you, to thank you, because you are faithful. That's the only way you know how to be. We can be special. We know that. We acknowledge that. Some of us do anyway. But we thank you for this message. We thank you for the word that you've given me for such a time as this. And I thank you in advance that I bind distractions, I bind worry. I just loosen your presence to be manifested in such a way that the word is given, but you are allowed to break it down to everybody's mindset so no one will be left out. No one will say they didn't understand. We just come before your throne, washed in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for giving us the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. Make us a quick understanding so we do not judge by what we see with our eyes or hear with our ears, but by what your Holy Spirit reveals to us. Come, Holy Spirit, renew us. Fill us anew with your life, your joy, and your strength. Strengthen us where we have felt weak. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Since COVID is over, you can look at your neighbor and smile at him. I'm right here. Oh, Dad, here, right there, right? How you doing? Did your neighbor smile at you? Okay. All right. Did you have to pry them or did they do it voluntarily? Volunteer. This side say volunteer. What about this side? Yeah? They volunteer, Ed? Okay. All right. Just check it. Because you can't follow simple instructions. Then what happens? Oh, let me go ahead and do open confession. Because I'm going somewhere today. Y'all know I mind my own business. You know what happened? Nicole, you know what happened. Curly, I definitely know you know what happened. Mind my own business. Got something for you. Let's do open the confession. Father, I choose to be open and receptive today. I humble myself, bearing my heart, my joys, and my pains. I thank you for restoring my wounded soul. I believe that I will not receive more than my humanity can bear. I ask that what is hidden in my conscious and unconscious mind, those secrets hidden from myself that block my growth and intimacy with God and others, be revealed. Search me, Holy Spirit. Reveal these hidden hurts to me and show me the areas that must be addressed today. I give you permission to go to the points of inception of my hurts and hidden memories that are negatively impacting my life. I give you access to my heart and mind so you may bypass any repression, denial, depression, disassociation, confusion, guilt, shame, condemnation, pride, unforgiveness, anger, fear, or lies that may be blocking my memories. Override any obstacles that have hindered me or are hindering me from receiving my freedom in you. I renounce and cancel the effects of receiving any accusations and lies into my mind, body, soul, and heart that is contrary to the truth of who you say that I am. I declare that I live my life loved, cherished, and adored by you. I receive in my heart every expression of your love for me. Because you love me, I am free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. In Jesus' name. Amen. So y'all know I got assessment for you. I'm starting something new. I got to assess you to see where you are. Amen. Now y'all just read all those things up there about getting rid of some stuff, right? Go to the point of inception. So we're going there, okay? Question number one. Can I get a drum roll? All right, there it is right there. Have you ever felt like you were stuck in a situation where you could not see any progress? If that's you, just put a mark by it. If that's you, you've been stuck, and you just don't see no progress. You've been at this thing for a while. Amen? I ain't looking at nobody in particular. Number two, have you ever felt defeated and alone? It's one thing to be defeated, but there's another thing to be by yourself. I don't hear nothing. Y'all groan at me or something? Yes? Okay, appreciate your honesty. Defeated and alone. You're doing this by yourself. Number three, did you ever witness, I know I got some shouters in here on this one. Did you ever witness someone you trained receiving your promotion? See, I knew that would come. Raise your hand that happened to you. Raise your hand. Go ahead. Okay. All right. I got some fighters over on this side. Everybody was done right on that side. All right. I'm just checking. Because this is going somewhere. What's this, number four? Did you ever believe God for healing? But it took longer than you expected. Oh, yes. Okay, all right. I'm talking to the right people there. Let me know y'all hear anything online, okay? All right, I think it's number five. Have you prayed for your child, say child, to be saved and they weren't? Some of them still not saved. Okay? Mother, just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Blow it out. Say, when that child coming in? That ain't your job. Paul planted, Apollos watered, and who gonna get an increase? Okay. I think this is the last one. What are some distractions in your life that may be preventing you from seeing God's work within you? Now, this is one y'all gonna talk to me about. What are some distractions? Just raise your hand. Somebody come with a mic by. I got one hand over here, might come in your way. What are some distractions in your life that may be preventing you from seeing God's work within you?
Putting off tomorrow what I should be doing today.
Okay, appreciate your honesty. Putting off tomorrow what I should do today. Anybody else? Got one more?
I went to a conference this week and the young lady said, people rush their seasons. You want to stay in this season that you're in and get what you need because where God's taking you, you need what you need here, but we compare ourselves to other people.
You think that gets us in trouble, Nicole, comparing us?
I think TikTok.
Okay.
And Instagram and Facebook helped me compare myself to other people.
Okay, well, I'm going to be talking about that. Social media.
Okay.
So you in on it.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for sharing. I got somebody back here?
Sometimes just myself.
Oh, what do you mean? How do you get in your own way?
Doubt.
Okay.
When is it going to happen?
Okay.
My own plan that instead of looking at God's plan.
Okay, appreciate your honesty. Anybody else?
Right here. For me, it's I know what I need to do to help myself.
Okay.
I know who God is.
Mm-hmm.
He's revealed himself to me, and he's told me what I need to do.
Okay.
I just don't always follow his instructions.
Okay.
So that's my distraction, myself.
Okay, appreciate your honesty. That's boldness, being able to call yourself the distraction. Because you know what today's teaching is? God's not done with us yet. There's still time, Sharon. He's not done with us yet. See, we thought because we hadn't heard from him, that's us not listening, but anyway, that... that he had forsaken us. That we out there all by ourselves. We're all alone. I'm minding my own business. This is why I like to get quiet, in my office. Y'all ready for this? I haven't told y'all this in a long time. This is what it gave me as I was, I go over my message. Don't take your, let me say it first. Then y'all write it down. I'm going to say it fast. Okay? Don't take your old mindset into your new promises. Ms. Lee, that's coming out the gate right there. That's coming out the gate. Now, I'm going to repeat myself slowly so you can write. Don't take your old mindset into... Let me look at the camera. Don't take your old mindset into your new promise. Because what's going to happen if you take an old mindset into a new promise?
Same thing, what?
Give her a mic. She said something. Give her a mic. Now, if y'all study the Bible, I know y'all look at it every now and then. We would realize that every promise that God made, it came up against the distractions of people's mindset. They tried to take old stuff into a new promise. I mean, there's a land that God promised them the promised land. I hadn't forgot about you. God promised them the promised land, but it was only supposed to take 11 days, but it took 40 years. Now, how many distractions you think that was? Because a lot of people, he allowed them to die off. Why do you think they died off? They wouldn't change? When we would take two steps, they would try to pull you back four? But go ahead with your question, man.
I didn't have a question.
What was the statement?
When you said, what happens when we go to the new place with our old mindset, we get the same thing again.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes we wonder, wait, why is this happening without reflecting that it's the only... Everything else changed except for me.
Okay. All right. Another mic. God's not done with us yet. I mean, that should give you some hope.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate your honesty. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'll piggyback off that. So, yeah, you say, okay, I'm going to do this, and then you repeat the same things over and over again. And then for me, it's like, well, why isn't it getting better? Well, because I'm doing the exact same things. Uh-huh. And then what I feel like the symbolism is like a hamster in one of those wheels, and you're running as fast as you can and trying to try as hard as you can, but you're going right back to where you began.
Amen. Thanks for sure. But see, when those situations come up, we blame everybody but us. We the one got the mindset, uh-oh. We the one won't change, uh-oh. Who you pointing to? Better not be pointing at me, pointing at yourself. God's not done with us yet. So what does that mean? We got hope. We got hope. We can be excited about another day. Look at Skinny Wayne over there. That's her.
Why ain't jumped in it, man? He started to eat right, live different, say no, say no. Y'all practice that, say no. People offer themself, he say no. When the devil offered him a second plate, he said no. See, you gotta say no. But not even you. No, you already got no down. You got that down. You say no to everything. But God. Pastors out there, I know y'all got somebody in y'all congregation you like to pick on because they be giving you a hard time. But that's mine right there. But I know God's not finished with me yet. Dealing with her. Amen? Amen? Let's go, guys. Let's go. Let's take a look and see what the words say. God's not done with us yet. So I already prayed for you, and I'm believing, God, that you're grabbing on to every word, every scripture that has changed built on the inside. Check this one out. Philippians 1, verse 6. I am convinced and confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will continue to perfect and complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, the time of his return. So how long we got? Until he comes back. But the thing about it is that word hadn't been spoken yet. That's the only reason he hadn't come. The word hadn't been spoken. And so that's the only reason why we are still here. But we gotta, but what if we started to treat every day as a time of return? Would we live different? Would we focus different? Yes. Would we forgive more? Yes. Oh, that sounds a little weak. Them other ones were kind of loud, but when we got to forgiveness, everything went weak. But you got to be convinced and confident. Something that you do extremely well, you're convinced and confident that I know what I'm doing. And you don't like people to ask you questions, do you? No. Y'all got honest. Praise God. That he who has begun, so you didn't begin the work, he began it. So why we think we can go outside of him to get what he started? The world system changes, but we got to stay with what works. Boy, I'm pumped up about this one. Because see, I know that if he's not finished with me yet, then that means he got other stuff he want to do. He's going to complete what he started, but I got to be there. I got to be present. I got to be listening. I got to be obedient. Put your hand on your mouth. If I thought to do evil, if I thought to speak evil, cover your mouth. Now, you can speak evil by doubting God's word. Can I give you a secret about Satan? He's defeated foe. But let me give you a secret. He can't do anything to us until we use our words to tell him where we are. Y'all got what I'm saying? So, I'm just saying, this is an example of Billy Bob. I hadn't talked about Billy Bob in a long time, but nobody in here named Billy Bob, right? Billy Bob got sick because Billy Bob started talking about sickness. Well, you know this flu season. And you know I'd be one of the first ones to get it. Now, if goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our life, what did they have to stop? What did they have to do? Because Billy Bob always talked about the flu. Then Billy Bob really messed it up because he got a wife and children. And then he talked about my whole family get the flu every year. The kid's innocent. Well, watch what you say. We got to come back to it. Don't take your old mindset into your new promise. Now, some of y'all mature enough to put an S on that promise is, but some of you guys struggling with a promise, so let's leave it singular. Okay? Because see, you go plural like promises, and then you're expecting God to bless you in all these areas, but you're having trouble with just that one. See, whenever things don't manifest, don't blame God. Ask God what I'm not listening to. God, where did I miss you here? Where did I decide to do it my way there? But see, that's where grace comes in. Grace comes in, and grace gives us the ability to receive what we should. Because see, just remember, whatever you ask God for, he don't just give you one thing. I told y'all he goes like that, like shotgun blast. So you get stuff that you didn't even pray for because he knew what you needed. Uh-oh. You just didn't need that thing. You need a couple other things. Like a new bed so you can sleep in it. You understand what I'm saying? Some people, I'm just talking to somebody. I just heard it in my spirit. Somebody need a new mattress. Go get it. Your back hurt because you're on the wrong mattress. You bought everything else. Buy you a mattress. You don't have to text me. You ain't got to come up out to church and say, well, Pastor, you shouldn't have said that. That was me, but you shouldn't have said it. God's not done with us yet. Y'all got that? You got that down? Y'all wrote it down? Are y'all convinced or confident? Or are you both? Are you both? Okay. Okay. You got to check yourself. Now you know I got to look at roadblocks. What stops us from seeing God at work within us? I'm going to give you three. Number one. This fighting word right here. We might not even get past this. Misunderstandings of God's timing. You mean God got a time? Well, let me get it right now. Let me make sure. Y'all let me know if y'all understand what I'm saying. So if God created time, don't he know what time it is? He ain't got an Apple Watch. But he created time. And so what he knows is what time it needs to be for us. When that dream is supposed to come to pass. When that dream is supposed to end. Because see, sometimes we just need the time to end. Don't take a deep breath. It's all right. It's all right, Wayne. It's all right, Wayne. you know, raise your hand. If I'm talking, Ross, I see you laughing back there. Raise your hand if God told you you need to end something. Raise your hand. I see. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I'm not going to call on y'all, so you ain't got to put them down. You got to put them down quick. But there's a time to start and there's a time to end. If he's telling you to end something, your next promise is attached to the ending. Uh-oh. What he told us to. Because I'm out there today. I'm out there. Because God is not finished with us yet. I'm going to make it personal. God's not finished with me yet. So then there's always a tomorrow. There's always another promise. There's always another miracle. There's always another anointing. There's always another level of peace. He got some stuff for us. Misunderstanding God's timing. God, you took too long. Don't you know I prayed one day and I didn't get it in 5 minutes. Your timing is off. Number two, lack of faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we got to hear. We got to have faith for what we're believing for. You got to find a scripture. Find a scripture that supports what you believe in God for. And you and that scripture ought to become friends, close friends. It'll start from the outside and come to the inside. And every time that situation come up, you need to speak that word of faith to and in that situation. Uh-oh, life's distractions. Now I know what Nicole going to say, something about TikTok when we talk about life distractions. But there's a lot of other distractions too. You can be blessed with something and it become a distraction. That new house, that new car, that new marriage. Uh-oh, we talking about marriage can be a distraction. Okay, now. Yeah. Glory to God. It's something about getting another chance that excites me. That God's not finished with me yet.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.